of all, thank you all for making some time for us today. My name's David Matthews, and I'm the General Manager of Development with the AFL. And one of the things our department does is to try to make some investments or provide some funding for strategies across Australia and now internationally to try to grow the game. And that's growing the game through programs like AusKick, through the provision of coaching and umpiring development, volunteer strategies, trying to help people set up competitions and I guess in general terms really try and help motivate and support the army of volunteers across Australia. And now we're increasingly finding in the world who have attached to this game, the game we think is the most spectacular game on earth. Can I start by welcoming our hosts and also our special guests. As I said, it's a great pleasure for the AFL to be down here. And could you please put your hands together for Mayor Councillor David Atkinson, OAM from Woodville City. I think we also have Lindsay Merritt, or he might be just running a fraction behind time, the CEO of the Warrnambool City Council. Graham Allen, the General Manager of Marketing Communications from the WorkSafe VCFL, who do an outstanding job, and I need to say that given that I used to work there, Graham, but a fantastic organisation, just great history, great tradition, and a really important part of the fabric of every country town, including this one. So we thank you, Graham, for your support of this International Cup and also the community camps, which is a very important program for the AFL. We welcome also representatives from the Hampden Football and Netball League, the Warrnambool and District Football League, and the Hampden Junior Footy League. I've witnessed a lot of footy in the Hampden region over a number of years. This is where actually my mum grew up. My grandma lived in Kerroyd Street for about 85 years. And I've seen plenty of footy at the Reed Oval, and it's a great pleasure for us to be able to bring this event to Warrnambool. And finally, and most importantly, can I just welcome the great Kevin Sheedy, who is embarking amongst many things that he is doing in a role as an ambassador for the game with the AFL. So, to Kevin Sheedy. ...251 games with Richmond, premiership player three times with Richmond, coach for 25 years at Essendon, 635 games, winning percentage of 61%, seven grand finals, four premierships, and a man, as you'll hear in the moment, with a huge passion for the growth of this game, and particularly internationally. I think it's been a real passion of Kevin's for a number of years, and we don't just look forward to him being involved in the AFL and supporting the things we're currently doing. We want him to challenge them, as he does, bring us some new ideas, and we're looking forward to certainly capitalising on many of them. He's recently returned from the 10th US AFL Championships, 48 clubs in the US that are amateur clubs, and Kevin's been there, and also Canada, a couple of experiences he might share with us. We have a number of events and activities over the next 12 months that are designed to celebrate the fact that this game turns 150 years old. And I think this event, the International Cup, is the one that is most about the future of the game. We're celebrating the past with a number of events and the heritage and history that's built up over 150 years. But I think this game has a lot of people who love Australian football posing the question, where could the development of the game in some of the countries that are going to attend, where could it take us? Where could we be in the next 150? It's evidence of our expansion, however modest it might be. And increasingly, we're finding that international football isn't about expats playing, it's about citizens and locals of the country. And I think that's a key feature of this event. None of the teams will feature expat Australians. The key feature of this event is you need to be a citizen of your country you're representing. In many respects, we've probably got more strict eligibility criteria than the Cricket World Cup. But we want these countries to come here standing on their own two feet with the credibility of really representing their nation, however modest that might be at their current level. We first held this event in 2002 when we had 11 nations participating. And on that occasion, it was Ireland that was victorious, defeating New Zealand. 3 years later, in 2005, New Zealand defeated PNG, and that was on the MCG, that final. But a highlight of the carnival we partnered with the VCFL on was taking a round of matches to Wangaratta. And I think it's going to be a highlight of this carnival when we visit Warrnambool and the Hampden region. As I said, this is a region with great history and tradition. From the Turners, Michael and Leo, who played out here, to the current crop of champions that include Jonathan Brown, Matt Maguire, Brent Maloney. And it's also great to see another young player from Camperdown drafted on the weekend, a player who decided to choose football over cricket, just to show you that the battle for talented players is really on across Australia. We had every reason to select Warrnambool as a place to come with this event, because you've hosted community camps so well. We know the professionalism with which you run your local football and the enthusiasm in which you partake in representative football. So we really look forward to delivering this event to you. And before I introduce the mayor to say a few words, we just want to show a short video which captures some of the footage from the event in 2000.